Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries International Radio Show. I'm your presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, here for another afternoon of worshiping and praising the Lord. Today we're on here on Sunday instead of Saturday, but it doesn't really matter what day we do this on. What matters is what we do, how we do it, and how we commit to what we're doing. There is so much going on in the world, and whether it's here with natural disasters happening in the United States that people have been devastated with, whether there's killings around the world of people who have different belief systems than others, whether there's just devastation and unrest and unruliness and just darkness that covers the earth, there is a covenant. And a covenant is a promise between God and humanity that he left before Jesus went away from us. And that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is something that comes and lives in you and dwells in you and comforts you in your time of despair. It's said he will never leave you as orphans. If you take your Bibles and you go to John 14th chapter, 15 to the 27th verse, it goes like this. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and love him. He will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not of my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still here with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you the peace as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Everyone with so much stuff that's going on, remember that we have a comforter in the name of the Holy Spirit that we can call on in our times of trouble. Whether it's a disaster where people's lives have been devastated, whether it's financial problems that you're going through, health problems that you're going through, any trials or tribulations that you're going through right now, God has made a covenant with us already through his Son, in the name of his Son. And that covenant is called, "I will send the Holy Spirit to you." Remember, a covenant is an agreement between God and humanity. And God is not a man that shall lie, or the son of man that should not tell the truth. So everyone, as you're dealing with these situations, as we go into prayer for people who are facing trials and tribulations right now, we must ask that the Lord send the Holy Spirit to comfort them, to guide them, to remind them of all the things that Jesus has said before he left the earth. and to give you peace. For the peace that you receive from Jesus is not the peace that you receive from the world. The peace that you receive from Jesus surpasses all understanding. So again, it says, let your heart not be troubled, for I am with you. He is a covenant-keeping God. It's the first song up by Sonny Badu. Hello, everyone. Yes, internet connection, but I was thinking that I'm sure we're in the middle of the show that this was lost, but I'm going to put in Keeping God again because I want everyone to get it deep in their spirit, and then I'm going to also read Bible verse after we listen to Covenant Keeping God. That's Sonny Badu.
Mention of your name, every knee must bow at the mention of your name. Every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Help me say, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, God of Elijah, you answered by fire. God of Daniel, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Sing it with me. Keeping God.
Covenant keeping God, there is no one like him. Now, we lost the internet connection, and I hope he sent us through the silence. But it's important that we get this message out. For all those who are suffering, all those who feel devastating, all those that feel that their lives are in despair, for reason whatsoever, our Lord promised us. A covenant is a promise to God. And humanity, our Lord and Savior promised us a comforter of the Holy Spirit. We're going to read from John 14, chapter 15 to the 27th verse, and we're going to get through this show. No weapon against us shall prosper, for we shall get the word out. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love to obey what I command, then I will ask the Father, and he will give you in another counselor to be forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he lives with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you for long. The world will see me anymore. But you will see me because you also will live. On the day that you realize I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you, whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas said, "But Lord, why tend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey James. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and love him, and he will come to him and make our own home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. words you hear are not of they belong to the Father who sent all these things I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. One, we have an ally out there, and it's called Holy Spirit. So get on your knees and crawl out to the Holy Spirit and know, I need you now. Now. Because we serve a now God, and he will help you through these trials and tribulations going through. All right, next up on the mic is No Tribe Worship. All of that. I hope you enjoy.
Let us worship him. Let us worship him. Let us worship him, the mighty I am, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That was no tribe worship. With that, even don't understand the words, you need to feel the Spirit, because we're talking about Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the great comforter, the thing that we have to go to where things in our life are not going the way we want them to go, or if they're just totally devastated. There are people in the United States that are on the East Coast that was totally devastated by the storms. There are people around the world being persecuted for their beliefs, or around the world being killed for no reason at all, just because of sin. But we have something that man can stand against, and his name is Jesus Christ. If you keep that in your heart, and you keep that in your mind, and you keep that in your soul, no weapon against you shall prosper. Call on the Holy Spirit. He promised it to us. He made a covenant with us, said, I will send him if you ask. All right, now we're going to move on to the dance break, because I always have a dance break with our shows. And luckily, this is our first dance break with the international show. And this is by DJ Cairo Morelli, who from Naples, Italy. And he is going to be an international DJ. And this is the point where you get up off your feet, you rejoice the Lord. You try to figure out what message the DJ is trying to give you. And most of all, just have a good time. Everyone get up. Here's a dance break for by DJ Marley.
right, all right, all right. That was the dance mix for the international for the month. And we want DJ Cairo to family, the Journey Home Outreach Ministry family. You listen to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry International show. I'm the presiding pastor, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet, noted Sister Fuji, here just for another act of giving there's been so many technical difficulties, I can't talk now. Now my computer's getting stuck. But what I'm trying is this show gives our brothers and sisters from around the world a chance to worship and praise in their own way. If you need the ministry, we are here for you, for prayer, for anything that you might need to help with your spiritual walk. If you call us, we have a prayer 773-8915. You can email us at spiritualcounseling@sisterpucci.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/SisterPucci, and you also can go to our website, contact us at www.sisterpucci.com. At the website, there's many more resources. We will study for you. We have Christian life coaching for you. We have the youth radio show for you. We have the radio show for you, as well as our regular radio show for you. Okay, this show, we had a lot of technical difficulties, but we made it through, and that's all that matters. I am going to go back and listen to this, and if I have to re-record it, I definitely record it. Don't forget, the reading from the week comes from John, chapter 15 to the 27th verse, and it talks about the Holy Spirit, the greater. With so much going on in the world today, so many people feeling in despair, and so many disasters and devastation that are happening all over the world, and so many killings that are happening all over the world, we all need to remember that we do have a comfort in the name of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says, I am in you, you are me, and he is in God. So all you have to do is ask, and the Holy Spirit Comforter will be sent to you to get you through these hard times. All right, everyone, for joining me today, I hope you were able to hang in there. Again, I will on Wednesday if the recording didn't come out right. But for now, we're going to hear, like we always roll out of here, but how great that art at Hill Music.